online locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com.
Love playing Baccarat? Then Cowboys Casino invites you to join the Wild Hunt. From now until June 19th, play Easy Baccarat and win up to $8,888. You score ballot entries when winning $10 plus on Panda or Dragon side bets for a shot at Cowboys Casino's June 19th cash tournament. And it gets even better. You get double the ballots when Panda kills Dragon. Ask your dealer for details. It's time to join the Wild Hunt only at Cowboys Casino. Please play responsibly.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he plans to move briskly on his governing agenda. Carney outlined his legislative agenda to the Liberal caucus this afternoon in a speech meant to rally the troops. Carney vowed to quickly bring in measures to make life more affordable, along with new legislation to remove internal trade barriers and fast-track infrastructure projects to help boost the economy.
We will deliver these mandates with urgency and determination. We are going to get going from minute one.
Carney says his first priority will be delivering a tax cut he promised during the election campaign. He plans to slash the lowest income bracket by 1 point. Well, with Parliament's reopening just a few hours away, Pierre Poilievre says Conservatives owe it to Canadians to fight for issues they promised during the campaign. He says Canadians who voted Conservative deserve to have their voices heard in Parliament.
They voted for hope, for a change. And while we narrowly missed forming government, we now have every duty to fulfill that hope and fight for that change. And that change means a Canada that is affordable, safe, self-reliant, and united.
Poilievre also signaled he would be willing to cooperate with the Liberals to bring an end to Canada's trade dispute with the United States. In Ontario, a 35-year-old man has been charged with the alleged murder of a missing woman. Police say her body may have ended up in an Ottawa landfill. The local police say the man from Ottawa faces charges of second-degree murder and indignity to a dead body. In the U.S., police reform and civil rights advocates joined thousands of people today to mark the fifth anniversary of George Floyd's murder. In Houston, the city where Floyd grew up, civil rights attorney Ben Crump spoke alongside relatives following a memorial service.
That knee on George Floyd's neck was like the knee on Black America's neck. And we all are struggling to breathe.
The remembrances come at a fraught moment for activists who had hoped the worldwide protests that followed Floyd's murder in 2020 would lead to permanent police reform across the U.S. Well, as the Trump administration cuts billions of dollars in funding to scientific research, thousands of scientists in the U.S. are losing their jobs. Reporter Chuck Severson says other countries have taken notice.
Spotting an opportunity, the new Canada Leads program, hoping to bring early career biomedical researchers north. A university in France just started the Safe Place for Science program to welcome U.S.-based scientists who it says may feel threatened or hindered in their research. Australia's new Global Talent Attraction Program promises competitive salaries and relocation packages.
Since the beginning of the year, the Trump administration has made major staff and funding cuts to the National Academy of Sciences, the National Institutes of Health, and NASA, as well as some universities. This is the Canadian Press. In sports, Tage Thompson was the overtime hero as the United States defeated Switzerland 1-0 to win gold at the Men's Hockey World Championship. It's the second tournament title for the U.S. squad, which last struck gold in 1933. In NBA action, the New York Knicks will try to avoid falling behind 3-0 when they face the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight in Indianapolis. Knicks guard Josh Hart was asked about reports that he may be moved from the starting lineup to the bench.
If Tibbs does that, which I don't know if he is or isn't, I'm all for it. I'm going to play my game, my minutes, my style, no matter if I'm coming off the bench or starting.
Indiana won the first two games of their Eastern Conference Final Series at Madison Square Garden. And the Toronto Blue Jays went from sweeping a team to being swept as they lost their third and final game of their series with the Tampa Bay Rays 13-0 today. They kick off a series with the Texas Rangers tomorrow. From the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
This is Best of Connect on QR Calgary.
Karen Young, CEO of the United Way of Calgary, has been honored for leadership, dedication, and transformative contributions that have significantly advanced the rights of children and youth across Canada. She is one of 10 Canadians to receive the honor from the national charity Children First Canada, joining us to talk about her passion for her work and how she makes it through step by step doing this work every single day. Welcome to the show, Karen Young, CEO, United Way of Calgary. Thanks for joining Connect, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Okay, I know that people in your world of work do not do this for the recognition, the accolades, the awards, but knowing that you have been given a Champions for Children Award, one of 10 across this country, what does that mean to you at this point in your work?
Well, you know, Sarah, it was really a tremendous honor to be recognized by Children First Canada, because I really had no idea about the nomination. And I really see it as a true testament to the collective impact work that we do here in Calgary, and how we really work together to make sure that young people have bright futures. Most of my career, I've had a bit of a youth focus. You know, I started out as a summer day camp leader, was the manager at Village Square Leisure Centre, and I've always been passionate about young people. And so, of course, here at United Way, our kids' focus area is really important. Yeah, we do invest over $5 million to hundreds of agencies in the community to make sure that our young people have opportunities to thrive. And we really noticed, you know, through COVID, how much our young people were struggling, you know, whether it was mental health, whether it was poverty, whether it was family relationships. We just noticed that things were getting more complex.
True Calgarian, also brought to you by Lone Star Mercedes. Visit them on Glenmore Trail and Deerfoot. Lone Star Mercedes, driving luxury. Karen, as you look back on all of your years of work, are there certain faces and names that you remember as moments of success in a journey that can be struggling? Or do you have to look at the greater good and say, I know I've never met her, but there's someone somewhere in a high school in Calgary, and her life has been enriched because of the United Way?
Yeah, you know, I really look at it from both angles. I mean, last year we were able to help over 200,000 individuals and families and youth at United Way. But I always say, you know, that's one person, that's one family, that's one community. And recently we had a young woman named Lubna who went to Lord Beaverbrook High School. You know, she ended up being homeless with her family. We were able to provide wraparound support, and she ended up being the class valedictorian at Lord Beaverbrook, and then is now at McMaster University, just finishing her first year. So those are the stories of hope and optimism, and that's really what we try to do at United Way, be that voice of hope so that people can see opportunities by learning from others and pulling together as a community. We have a very caring city here. We're known to pull together in tough times, and everybody wants to pull together for our youth so that they can flourish in the future.
That's an incredible story about someone you helped going from being a student in the city to a family experiencing homelessness, to being valedictorian, to then going on to post-secondary education, because that person is going to spread the success story of the United Way throughout their life. And that trickle effect means that United Way will continue to have such a positive role on so many people's lives in the years and generations to come.
That's right. We call that the ripple effect, you know, and Lubna sharing her story. We have other young people, and they now want to give back. They actually want to help people that were in their situation. Or we have other young people, and they now want to give back. They actually want to help people that were in their situation. And so it's that circle of giving, of caring, and being a city that takes care of each other. That's what drives my passion, you know, that desire to pull together, to make a difference. And so we have a great city where everyone has an opportunity to live a good life.
When you are not working, what is something we would find you doing when you are not being United Way, Karen?
Well, I really love to get outside. I live really close to Fish Creek. So you can see me with our family dog, Chandler Bing, Sheltie Collie, taking a nice walk, being on the land and really enjoying the beauty around me. That really gives me some reprieve and some opportunity to regenerate and recharge my batteries so we can get back at it the next day.
Your dog's name is Chandler Bing.
That's right. Don't you love it?
That is a fantastic Friends Matthew Perry throwback. That is absolutely an incredible name for a pet.
Yeah, and my daughter is actually the person that named that dog. And so it's just brought a lot of joy to our family.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Karen Young, CEO of the United Way of Calgary, recognized Champions for Children Award from Children First Canada. There is a ceremony this September as well to recognize the recipients. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen, and telling us more about the United Way. Congratulations on your award. And in the next stage of life, your family could just help name pets because you clearly rock that as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you.
It is summer season now. It means vacations. It means holidays. It means road trips. It means traveling. Best to have your car, your truck in tip-top shape. That is why Brian Turner joining us to talk the importance of your headlights. Welcome back to the show, Brian.
Thank you so much, Sarah. When I used to do a question and answer column years ago, whenever I brought up the subject of headlights, my inbox would just get filled between people that couldn't stand the glare from headlights and people that were absolutely upset and frustrated with the lack of power their headlights had. A lot of people look for a lot of ways to improve things. One of the things, as you are all aware, with plastic headlight lenses these days, after they're on the road about 4 or 5 maybe 6 or 7 years, especially in off-road areas, they get cloudy and it reduces the light that gets through them quite a bit. There are alternatives to forking out the literally hundreds of dollars a piece for new headlight assemblies because you can't just buy the lenses. You can go to any automotive hardware store and you can find headlight cleaning kits. These are specially designed polishes from companies like Mothers and Meguiar's that are designed to take that film off and give you back, you know, in exchange for maybe about 20 or 30 minutes of your elbow grease, clear headlights again. But, and there's a big but, when you do these cleanings, you remove that protective layer on the headlight lens. And when you think, well, it took me 6 years to get the headlights this cloudy, those headlights will get twice as cloudy, twice as fast after they've been cleaned. That's why on the same shelf you find the headlight cleaning kits, you'll find these self-adhesive clear plastic sheetings that can be put over the headlights after everything's cleaned, trimmed, and then you've got a very solid protection to keep those headlights gleaming for a number of years to go.
So the headlight cleaning kits, though, are they better? They're more specialized than, say, just using some good old Windex or soap and water on the headlights instead?
Absolutely, because they have a grit, a very fine, specifically designed grit built into their polish that will take off that clouding where normal cleaners won't touch it. And they work fairly easily. Like I said, 20 minutes of elbow grease, read the instructions, and you'll be absolutely shocked at how quickly the headlight clears up and you've got perfect vision again. These are absolutely the best answer to people that think, well, I'll just get brighter headlight bulbs, or I'll switch my headlights over to LED, light emitting diode, or HID, high intensity discharge. Those don't work except for making the person that everybody hates on the highway when you're coming at them, because they'll provide a very high amount of glare. The other thing to check, and we're all getting older, and as we know, the number of people suffering from eye problems such as cataracts Vision problems is increasing drastically. I can tell you as a confirmed believer after having my second cataract done a couple of weeks ago, if you've got cloudy cataracts in your eyes, getting them done will absolutely eliminate the headlight glare problem because that glare is magnified by that cloudiness in your own eye.
That is Brian Turner, normally joins us at this time on Mondays, also a writer with driving.ca. Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great Tuesday.
You're welcome and safe.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays. Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Proudly supporting our community and the Stampeders since 1946.
Support local and have great looking trees. Here's Jeremy from Open Canopy Tree Company.
Jeremy here, and we're getting ready for our busy season at Open Canopy Tree Company. With warmer weather on the way, now is the time to book your pruning or removal projects before the wait list starts to grow. Take care of your trees now, and your yard will be ready to enjoy all summer long.
Celebrating 10 years of tree care, Open Canopy Tree Company, internationally certified arborist for Calgary's trees. Book today at opencanopytree.com.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants. Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference, from bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
Filling your speakers with live Stampeders football. Get ready for the next exciting game on QR Calgary.
The Stamps gallop into the season with a visit from the Hamilton Tiger Cats Saturday, June 7th. QR Calgary has all the action with your pregame show at 3:30 and your kickoff at 5.
All the hits, all the plays, all season long. Stampeders football on QR Calgary. Brought to you by Tom's House of Pizza. Serving Calgarians pizza made to perfection since 1963.
The Cedar Shop, bringing nature to you.
Find your inspiration today at The Cedar Shop. You already know them for their cedar, but did you know they are also Calgary's largest in-stock inventory of pressure-treated lumber? The Cedar Shop is also home to Calgary's most interactive composite decking display, where you can touch and feel the end product. Ask about Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery, shop in-store, or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
Ideas, issues, and opinions that matter. Shea Ganim on QR Calgary.
There is a group of people. I mean, they were protesting ostriches last weekend. It never stops. Like, what are we having a convoy for this weekend, guys? And it doesn't matter. Well, it is just, as Murray said, it started in COVID and it became a community and a climate. And hey, go fill your boots, convoy. That's great.
Shea Ganim, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs on QR Calgary. You're listening to Best of Connect with Sarah Crosby, 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays on QR Calgary.
Global News earlier this week had a fantastic story about an Alberta woman who went missing from a correctional facility near Edmonton after using phony court documents to bust out. And you might think that escaping from jail, prison, a facility is really rare and really unique. It's not. It's not actually. Joining us to talk about three times when this has happened, because it happens more than you think, it is Rob Tripp, who is a former investigative reporter from Ontario in Kingston, which has many institutions. Let's also be clear, my husband and producing the show this week. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, Sarah.
Okay, so here's the background. I went home this week for dinner, and I said, there's this crazy story near Edmonton of a woman who broke out using court documents. And you said, yeah, that's not so special. And I thought that was strange.
Well, the history of corrections in Canada is long. I think we've had some sorts of facilities for about two centuries. And so as long as there have been institutions, there have been inmates who have been scheming to break out. And they have broken out in very ingenious ways at times.
Let's do the juiciest one first, the most salacious, scandalous one that people are going to find hard to believe, because it has to do with hiding things in one's body.
There was a prisoner at Kingston Penitentiary at one time named William Turchin. And Turchin was known in the institution among all of the staff who worked there as being a genius, a bit of a Houdini at secreting things inside his body. He was adept at, I don't know why, pushing things up inside his butt. And he could put anything up there and then later extract it for his own use. So what Turchin pulled off one time was that he faked an illness. And when federal prisoners have an illness, they're taken sometimes to outside hospitals. So Turchin was taken, escorted by prison guards to an outside hospital. When he got to the room in the outside hospital, and when no one was watching, he extracted from his butt a zip gun. This is a homemade weapon that can be assembled using some pretty simple parts. Usually a metal tube is the key component. But he assembled a zip gun that he extracted from his butt. He used that gun to threaten the guard who was holding him, and he then escaped, taking off into downtown Kingston, Ontario.
Was he caught? Did they eventually find him again?
He was caught, and in fact, I had a sort of close call with Turchin because I was working at the time at a local TV station, and we got word that this escaped convict had been located holding hostages in a dental office in downtown Kingston. So we rushed to the area and were on the street near the dental office when we heard a shot. And I remember ducking for cover behind a vehicle. I don't think a bullet came near us, but it was a pretty dramatic takedown. The police eventually were able to take him back into custody pretty quickly.
So even though he was a special magician of sorts, eventually he just ended up back where he belonged.
It's what happens to many of these escaped inmates, is that they do get caught. Pretty rarely do they get away and, you know, disappear completely.
There's another story that is special because it's not necessarily the fantasticness of the escape that makes it so unique in Canadian history, but the sheer number of people involved from 1972 in an institution named Millhaven.
That's right. July of 1972, 14 inmates escaped all at once from Millhaven Maximum Security Institution, which is located just west of Kingston, Ontario, and still operating. And the inmates who escaped were able to escape because the security at that prison was not yet adequate. It was a brand new facility that had just opened. And the reason that it had opened and quickly filled up with inmates was because there was a riot at another nearby prison, Kingston Penitentiary, in 1971, and the rioters there so badly damaged parts of the prison that it was uninhabitable, so they had to move large numbers of them out of there so that they could repair Kingston Pen. And staff who were going to work at Millhaven and knew what was being done there in terms of the construction and the specifics of that prison had warned senior bosses, it's too soon to move all of these dangerous inmates to Millhaven. It's not secure enough yet. The top bosses just ignored those warnings. They moved these hundreds of inmates over to Millhaven, and those prisoners quickly found a way to break out of the insecure prison.
So wait, this story, though, might not be known to people in this context, but it is if you pull in another Ontario reference, and that is Kingston's beloved Tragically Hip.
Yeah, Canadian rockers The Tragically Hip wrote a song about this prison break called 38 Years Old. The song came out in 1989, and they changed some of the details of the escape, but it is the story of the big Millhaven breakout in 72.
Two men broke loose in 73 from Millhaven Maximum Security. Traffic just lined up. Seems the mountains had a summertime long way. The chief told the people there nothing to fear. The last thing they want to do is hang around here.
talking right now with Rob Tripp, who is a former investigative reporter from Ontario. Fun connection. He is also my husband, and he's producing Connect this week as well. It's all tied in together. Okay, last story of how prison breaks, jail breaks are actually not that rare. We're talking about this, by the way, because an Alberta woman got out of her correctional facility near Edmonton after using a forged court document. I thought this was wildly unique and rare. Not so. These things actually happen. Last story is a guy that there was a book on this. I'm sure this book was on our shelves in our bonus room for years.
Yeah, Lyndon McIntyre, pretty famous CBC television journalist, wrote a book about Tyrone Conn, who escaped in 1999 from Kingston Penitentiary. And Kingston Pen comes up a lot when you talk about, you know, notable escapes and interesting stories, because that place operated for 177 years. It was Canada's first federal penitentiary. Tyrone Conn escaped in 99 with a, it was pretty ingenious, and it was quite unbelievable escape. He created a dummy for his cell to distract guards so that he had more time to make good on his escape. He had manufactured a grappling hook, hidden a ladder in the prison compound. He snuck out to the compound from his main cell block and used this ladder and grappling hook to go over a 28-foot tall stone wall, and then he disappeared into the Kingston night. He was found 2 weeks later, and he ended up dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Do these things happen as much now, though, or because things are more sophisticated with security and digital security and AI and drones and all of that other stuff, are these stories more of tales of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they don't happen as often, do you think?
I don't think they happen as often because surveillance technology is better, and most prisons are better equipped. And we have, in fact, in Canada, if you're talking about our federal institutions, we have slowly been closing the old ones. So those older facilities that simply relied on brute force to keep people in big, tall walls and thick doors and thick walls, those, a lot of those places like Kingston Penn have been closed.
They're closed, but the stories live. Rob Tripp, former investigative journalist working on Connect this week, and also the husband of this one right here. Thank you for sharing the stories.
Happy to share.
Are we still getting takeout for dinner?
Yes.
Okay. See you later.
100 years of Chrysler in Canada, and we've been around for over 30 of them. It's time for employee pricing at High Rivers Country Chrysler. You pay what we pay for the month of May. Visit High Rivers Country Chrysler or countrychrysler.com before the deals drive off.
Live healthy, live happy, live in a loving community. Welcome to the Manor Village, a place where seniors have fun together while living a full life. The Manor Village is more than a beautiful residence. They surround seniors with wonderful people that treat your loved ones with respect, kindness, and care. Experience elevated senior living with fitness and entertainment programs, Red Seal culinary experiences, and more. Manor Village, the community with heart. See all 9 locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com. A spectacular showcase of Calgary's multiculturalism returns. Get your tickets now for Global Fest 2025. This August, join in on the celebration and enjoy an unforgettable experience filled with vibrant cultures, delicious flavors from around the world, live performances, spectacular fireworks, and more. Make sure to check out the new pavilions, new food trucks, and new games. Global Fest is proud to welcome Malaysia, our newest Pyromusical Fireworks International guest team. Tickets are now available. For more information and to buy your tickets, visit globalfest.ca.
Hey, Dad, did you know when a village comes together, we can do amazing things?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like helping families have a safe place to stay and letting kids like me just be kids.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about In From the Cold. We learned about it at school. They're matching donations until June 8th.
Sounds like you've been doing your homework.
Maybe a little. We should donate.
You're a pretty smart kid. You know that?
Yeah. I know. So can we? I've got allowance money.
All right, let's do it.
A village can open doors for families facing homelessness. Visit avillagecan.ca to donate today.
Looking for the ultimate golf getaway? At St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, you're in charge. Looking for the ultimate golf getaway? At St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino, you're in charge. With their customizable summer stay and play packages, you can build the perfect experience. Starting from $379, your package includes one round for two golfers, a power cart, and one night accommodation in their beautiful resort, nestled in the scenic Cranbrook area. Stay for a night or a week. Design your dream golf escape. Book your stay today at steugene.ca.
Shoppers Foundation for Women's Health knows too many women have been lost to health inequities. That's why we're working to improve access to equitable and inclusive care. It's time to make women's health visible. Get to know the facts at shoppersfoundation.ca.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. Talks between Canada Post and negotiators from its union are expected to resume over the next few days. The two parties met Sunday amid warnings of mail delivery delays tied to a national ban on overtime for postal workers. Well, King Charles and Queen Camilla will be in Canada tomorrow for the first time since the King's coronation more than 2 years ago. The King is set to open Parliament and deliver a throne speech on Tuesday, something Queen Elizabeth II did twice. Police in Port Moody, B.C. say they have arrested a naked man after he allegedly assaulted a stranger and armed himself with a knife. A statement from the police department says officers received several 911 calls about an assault that occurred at Rocky Point Park on Saturday night. And a myriad of challenges have been plaguing Canadians and their personal finances, from the high cost of living to the global trade war. RateHub.ca's everyday banking expert says that her advice to clients has now shifted towards stability and resilience. From the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic, and they'll have your knee issue assessed within days. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
This is Best of Programming from Connect on QR Calgary.
It has been 50 years since director Steven Spielberg terrified you with a giant, hungry shark. To mark the anniversary, Universal Pictures has released a new Blu-ray edition of Jaws, and a week of celebrations are happening next month at Martha's Vineyard, the Massachusetts island where the movie was filmed. But do you ever wonder, how did it feel to be eaten by the shark? One person knows, and it has completely changed his life. Jeffrey Voorhees is the actor who portrayed young Alex Kittner in Jaws. He was eaten by the shark while paddling on his yellow inflatable raft in his red bathing suit. Jeffrey joins us now. Welcome to Connect and Calgary, you famous dead boy.
Oh, I've been dead for 50 years now. A rough celebration, celebrating being dead for 50 years.
You have been dead for 50 years, and it's such an incredible moment because you were a small part of the film, but a giant part of the film that completely changed the path of your life.
Yes, no, it's something that, you know, here on Martha's Vineyard, Amity Island, I still live here. I just moved to the island that year. They need a lot of extras, and they'll pay you $40 a day to be in the movie. We all signed up, and I ended up getting a speaking part. I made $140, but I never knew what it was going to be like years down the road.
I read that it was such fate for you because your family had just moved there. You were new to the island. You were trying to mingle and figure out what the vibe was, make some friends. Then this movie comes to town, and you're thinking $40 to be an extra, that would be sweet. But instead, you get a speaking part, and let me play it. This one little moment changed your life.
I'm going to get my raft and go back out in the water.
Let me see your fingers. Alex Kittner, they're beginning to prune.
Just let me go out a little longer.
Just 10 more minutes.
That scene on the beach with your movie mama means that you are still going to Jaws conventions. You have your own website called thedeadalexkittner.com, and this has really been a passion for you over the past 50 years.
So over the years, for the first part, I used to hide from it. You get so many people would send photos and can you sign this and mail it back? And I did that for years. And we live on a little island here, have a restaurant and bar where you're too busy. It's a summer. It's a, just like in the movie. It's a tour. It's really busy in the summertime, so you don't have time for all that. And before the internet was came around, people would come in, oh, is Alex Kindler here? And I would hide from it for years. And then after the internet, more and more people, some people would come in and say, can we, we'll fly you over to England. We'll fly you. You do nothing. You just sign photos. And I was like, I'm too busy for this. And then finally, like 10, 15 years ago, I said, I'll try it once. And they fly you all over the world. You meet up with real actors and you have a good time and you make some extra money. It's like, you know what? I'll do this two or three times a year. Because it's, you know, it pays to die.
It pays to die. Do you think it's because you were such a vivid death in the movie and people can remember the yellow raft and the little red swim shorts that you became so famous, even though this the shark is the star, and yet people know you? Google Alex Kittner and you are just absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's that movie. Little things that happened when they're putting it together really changed the movie, and it would have been a lot different if they did it as planned, because Spielberg was pretty young. He was only 27. They were putting this movie together. Peter Benchley, his family went to Nantucket a lot, and they were going to film it there, but before they could check it out, the boats weren't running, and they checked out Martha's Vineyard. They liked it. But then they, here on the island, you know, back in the 70s, they ended up filming on Martha's Vineyard. I got a speaking part and found out that I was going to die. And at first, Spielberg says, you're going to beg to go back in the water. And then when you go back in, you don't have to go in. That's it. You're done. And the mechanical shark that they had, his name was Bruce. They had a mannequin that looked just like me. And the shark comes up and bites his little mannequin. And back in the 70s, horror movies were like King Kong, Godzilla. And this one, body parts were flying up in the air. A 12-year-old kid just got his head spinning up in the air. And they said, this is too gory. People will get up and leave the movie if we have it. You have it in a movie now, but they go, we can't do this. And that's where Spielberg says, okay, we're going to have to do something different. And that's where he goes, you're going to have to go back in the water and then swim out a little ways. And there's a barrel out there full of blood. When you get near that barrel, we'll say cut. And they put a half a raft over this barrel full of blood. So this water, you don't want to swim here until July. It's cold. So people are like, oh, were you afraid of the sharks? No, I was afraid of freezing my 12-year-old ass off in the water. It's like, so the first time Spielberg goes, swim out to that raft. He goes, cut. And they put a half of a raft over this barrel full of blood. And he goes, okay, now you're going to lie on top of it. We'll start filming. When it explodes, go into water and stand in there as long as you can. So 12 years old, freezing your little butt off. And it's like, okay, the first time, bam, blood shoots up in the air. It's going up your nose. It's like freezing cold. I go into water. And all the other kids on the beach, you knew them. And I come ashore finally. We all said in Spielberg, it's one of his real big ones, first big movies before he exploded. And he wanted everything perfect. And he's like, ah, wait a minute. Your arm came out of the water. We're going to have to do it again. And it would take 7 or 8 hours for all the blood to clear out. All my friends on the beach are freezing cold. And since I had to join SAG, Screen Actors Guild, someone's like, let's go inside where it's warm. They take me in to warm up. All my friends are freezing cold outside on the beach because I messed up. I felt bad the first day.
Because you showed your arm.
We tried the second day. Oh, your leg came out of the water. Day three, your arm came out. And this is where they're like, let's go inside. All my friends are freezing cold. I'm going inside where it's warm. See you guys later. Sorry I messed up. And then finally, day five, Spielberg goes, okay, this time we have something different. We got two guys in wetsuits. When that explodes, each one's going to grab one of your legs and lift you in and out of the water a few times and then pull you under. They have an extra air tank under there. They'll give you air. So that's why you see me go up and down. It's not a shark. It's two guys lifting you in and out of the water. And so day five, we finally got it.
But after all of that, the fake blood, knowing you were doing a movie about a shark, freezing, the work of being a 12-year-old kid, of all the years afterwards, maybe swimming in Florida, being in Mexico, whatever water you were in, nothing ever brushed your baby toe and you thought, don't love that feeling. It didn't change your life at all in being a little afraid of what lurks in the water?
Oh, I get people all the time, cameos or whatever, saying how they won't swim after they saw the movie. But we were 12 years old. We knew where they stored the shark. Oh, this yacht club. And it's like, we used to break in at nighttime and climb all over the shark, the mechanical shark. It's like, back in the 70s, you didn't have alarms and cameras on every building, and it's a small little island. The store and the shark and the yacht, this window's open. Let's go check it out. And we, little kids, we'd be climbing in the windows with flashlights, climbing all over the shark. And then also, when you go and watch it, it's like, people were you afraid? It's like, oh, no. It's like, you're pointing out, there's a house I lived in. There's my brother. There's my friends. It's like, and then you're like, here's that mechanical shark. It's like, yeah, we used to climb all over this thing. So you weren't scared. It was more like a comedy when we watched it.
That's incredible. We're talking right now with Jeffrey Voorhees, who played Alex Kittner in Jaws, the little boy in the red swimsuit who goes out on the yellow raft, gets eaten and killed by the shark. It is the 50th anniversary of the film and a ton of different events being planned to celebrate the big 5-0. You must be doing something to celebrate this. Are you actively celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws as well?
Like, usually, before I started doing signings, I used to hide from it. And then finally I said, I'll do two or three a year because it's fun. You go all over the world and do signing photos of you getting eaten by a shark. But this year, I agreed to do a few extra. And like Spielberg, he's putting something together out in California, and I letting him take all, you know, any little, like, I did an interview with Lee Fierro, my mother, in the movie, in People Magazine or Boston Globe. Just all the articles I had, I let him take everything. He said, oh, yeah, we'll get it back to you, and we won't let anyone touch it, and I might go out there. But there's other little things this year. I said I'd do a few extra signings, so I'll be busy again this year.
You have the most fantastic stuff on your website, though. If you go to thedeadalexkittner.com, you have an autographed yellow raft on your website with a shark bite out of it. That is a little bit of genius nod to the fact that you were the kid who got the speaking part, got paid $140 because you got to talk in Jaws, and you know how much people love this thing.
Yeah, that raft is crazy. This guy, Michael, that put that together, that raft, he's like, I'm like, oh, the big bite mark and blood all over it. And that thing, like, especially this year, I think yesterday I sent one over to Japan. I signed one and sent one over to England and Germany and a couple down in Texas. Those things have been sending all over the world. It's like, and it's just people that want to hang, or a lot of bars also get them. They put them above the bars because they want to have it in their restaurant. You know, a raft with a big bite mark and blood of, you know, it's where you could laugh, wait, I was eaten by a shark. But that raft, a lot of people like that thing.
Before you were 12 and you got cast in a Steven Spielberg movie and you climbed and used to break in and play with the mechanical shark, before all of this happened to your life, when you were 10 or 11 years old, do you remember what you wanted to be when you grew up before you became Alex Kittner?
Oh, that's where, you know, we had just moved to the island. So, you know, back in those days, it's always, okay, I'm going to be a hockey player. I'm going to be, and then you get to this island, I'm going to be a fisherman. And, you know, so back then, and then businesses on this island, I want to run a business. And that's what I ended up doing. So, you know, Jaws had a little bit, it's been fun over the years, something I hid from, but never even knew you got royalties. So anytime it's on TV, you still get a little check. But that helped pay for colleges and stuff over the years. So it paid off. And then, you know, my brother lives over in Portugal. My dear sister-in-law is from Canada. So my nieces and nephews, they have Canadian passports too. And it's like, it's the funny thing is I'll get a text from Portugal. Good news, you just died on TV over here. You get a little royalty check.
How many times have you seen the movie?
That's what I always laugh. It's like, I don't think I've watched the whole movie. Maybe when it first came out once or twice, and then I died right in the beginning of it. So I always, okay, I'll watch myself die, and then I've seen enough to die.
It is such an incredible story, because if you had not moved to the island with your family, if you had not wandered over to see what extras were going to get paid, if Steven Spielberg had not thought, ooh, this kid looks good for the scene that's key to this film, we got to create some panic on this beach, we got to get everyone worried, everything would be totally different. And now you get to have this moment, celebrate the 50th anniversary of Jaws, be this pop culture guy with the yellow raft and the red shorts, and have a little bit of fun with it on your website as well, doing interviews in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, yes. I just did one with someone in London a couple days ago. Someone up in, well, I think ABC News is coming down soon. So I've been doing a lot of interviews this year. I guess you have to do more interviews than usual when you've been dead for 50 years.
Well, you know what? It is fantastic to speak to a dead guy who's got so much life inside. Jeffrey Voorhees, who played Alex Kittner in Jaws, you're dead. And we appreciate you coming back to life to join us on Connect. Thank you for the fabulous conversation this afternoon.
Well, hopefully everyone up in Canada has a jawsome summer coming up here.
Oh, that was perfect.
Hi, this is Mark Trozo with Prune It Up, Calgary's premier tree care company. Calgary's extreme weather can be very stressful on your trees and shrubs. Chinooks may feel great for us, but can cause many issues for your trees. At Prune It Up, we take preventative measures year-round to care for your trees to give them the best opportunity to thrive and grow. From pruning, removals, tree shaping, and plant health care programs, look no further than us. Local, skilled, passionate, professional. Spruce it up, green it up, prune it up. We've got you covered.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Overnight Expedite is here to keep your packages and parcels moving. With Overnight Expedite's X-Pack mailbag service, you can ship almost anywhere in Alberta with next day delivery for just $12 plus GST. No hidden fees, no hassle. From Edmonton to Medicine Hat, from Grand Prairie to Red Deer, One Transport Group are Alberta's locally owned courier service. Overnight Expedite, proudly part of One Transport Group. Overnight Expedite, when time matters, they deliver. Visit shipexpedite.com today to learn more.
You know your child best, and every child learns differently. Alberta's independent schools are an integral part of Alberta's education system, offering a variety of educational approaches, tailoring education to individual needs. They also provide the power of choice, allowing you to select an education that aligns with your family's values and your child's aspirations. From specialized programs to faith-based learning, Alberta's independent schools create an environment where your child can thrive. Explore the possibilities and find your perfect match at educatedchoices.ca.
Let's go!
Cheese! So much flavor.
Cheers! Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
We're just getting started.
What'd you guys make?
The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
Wow! I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef.
I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Hellman's, official lunch partner of Flavor Network.
Fairplay Wild Bird Center is your one-stop shop for all things with wings. Migratory birds are vying for prime real estate in your garden. The birdhouses need to be clean and ready for move-in. But are some houses a little too run down? They have a super selection of well-constructed homes for songbirds, wrens, flickers, bluebirds, and more. And they have robin shelves, too. Their houses are made locally and built to last years. Fairplay Wild Bird Center, 2604 Kensington Road Northwest, or at fairplaywildbird.com.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $96 weekly for 60 months at 6.59% with $3,899. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Sip, swirl, and savor at Stampede Cellar Uncorked May 31st at the BMO Center. Toast to Stampede season, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and locally produced culinary offerings provided by the best restaurants in Alberta. Enjoy each bite with bold reds or crisp whites. There's something to suit every palate and preference at Stampede Cellar Uncorked. Go to qrcalgary.com to enter to win a pair of tickets. Must be 18 plus to enter.
This is Best of Connect with Sarah Crosby, 2 to 6 p.m. weekdays on QR Calgary.
You know what they say, size matters, bigger is better, go big or go home. Maybe sometimes all those things aren't actually true. Maybe at times we should think small and we should think mini. And that brings us to this. Do you know what a mini forest is? Because I do not. I'm not sure I've ever seen a mini forest. I don't think I've been in a mini forest. But a mini forest is part of our city now. And so I wanted to celebrate this teeny tiny forest because it is World Biodiversity Day. Green Communities Canada is celebrating today by giving out 36 grants to pay for initiatives in our country. Now, out of 36 grants, there's only one. One here in Alberta, but it also actually happens to be here in the city. And that is the Calgary Climate Hub is creating a mini forest in the Rocky Ridge Royal Oak community. Here to talk the mini and how it can actually do big things. Welcome to the show, Jared Bluestein, Executive Director with the Calgary Climate Hub. Welcome to the show, Jared.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I've never heard of a mini forest until today, so we are learning all together.
Well, they are a mini forest with large, mighty impacts, as we say. So, mini forests, they're also known as Miyawaki forests, and these are small forests designed by a Japanese botanist named Akira Miyawaki in the 1970s. And the whole idea is about creating conditions to support urban forests grow faster, denser, and stronger than you might even see in nature. So it's a community of sort of native trees and shrubs, and they're planted really tightly together in an urban site. And it uses this sort of dense planting and native species approach to help promote taller plants in a shorter time period. Mm-hmm. And we kind of do that by using mimicking the structures of a native forest with four distinct layers. You have your canopy, your sub-canopy, your arborescent or small understory trees, and then shrub layer. And it helps, as I said, to mimic nature. Each layer provides kind of a unique habitat for the different plants and animals, promoting greater biodiversity. The layers help distribute sunlight and moisture, so it prevents any one species from dominating the forest. Layered structures are making the forest more resilient to change in climate and other environmental pressures. And, planting the trees of varying heights and species close together, as I've shared, encourages that rapid growth and development.
So this one going in the Northwest in the partnership of Rocky Ridge Royal Oak Community Association, I am awful at numbers, but it says it's 200 square meters. So I looked that up. I think that's about 3/4 of a tennis court. Does that sound about right to you?
That's right. Yep. Right around that size. And we are going to pack in about 850 trees, shrubs, and perennials in that space.
So as someone who is not a green thumb, does that, when things are so tight though, do they have room to grow and live and have animals and birds and everything in there? How does that density work to its advantage?
Absolutely. And I think this is like kind of a unique approach of the Miyawaki method and something that's almost in contrast to the, our general perspective of planting. So we often think, putting things too tight together will increase that competition, and therefore they'll kind of beat each other out. It'll be harder for some species to survive. And that is true to a point, but what we also see in the Miyawaki forces is a lot of cooperation, in fact. So these layers working, both independently but in tandem to create a healthy ecosystem. Of course, not everything does survive, so that which does not becomes fertilizer to help support the existing species that do. And there is absolutely enough space within that forest for, smaller animals. I don't think we'll be seeing much deer tramping through these forests, but obviously within our urban setting, we'll allow for a variety of different fauna to come into the forest.
Do mini forests go into neighborhoods where the housing, the parks, the schools have already been established and you find a way to push that in? Or are mini forests still something that go into areas where there is open space to have a mini forest?
That's a great question. And I think the one major omission that I failed to share here is that mini forests or Miyawaki forests are all about community. So the whole method is quite literally rooted in community from inception to planting to the long-term stewardship of the forest. And so in honoring that, we really try to go into existing communities. You really want to engage a community to become those long-term carers of this forest and to use that space both as a place of connection, but it's also a great space to help mitigate some of the issues with climate that we're starting to face more severely.
So, okay, if someone in any community, from Cranston to Bowness to Tuscany to Scenic Acres, if someone's thinking, I'd like to have a mini forest? How do I get a mini forest? What is the first step someone would take to seeing if their community has the space, the interest, the ability to have a mini forest for all the reasons you've already talked about?
Yeah, I am very happy to share that we've actually just released a mini forest guidebook. So it's a 50-page clickable hyperlinked guidebook that you can access on our website, calgaryclimatehub.ca. And it actually takes you through the entire process from conception to planting to, again, that long-term maintenance piece. So that is, I would say, the first place I would direct anyone to. But if our listeners say don't really feel like going onto the web, then what I could share right now is the number one thing to do is to convene community. We need to, your first step is to engage with your community association or any other community organizations you may have connections with, and to sort of gauge the interest of your community to install a mini forest. Because, as I shared, it is rooted in community, so you need a community together that wants to take this action kind of as the first step.
It's funny, though, because you're saying, these are mini forests, but the community is involved. So you need that connection of a bigger want and desire to have a mini forest. So it's the power of the people coming in to do something smaller in nature. And I like that opposite but together effect.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There are even things such as pocket forests, which go even smaller, and you can plant those kind of individually in your own yard. At our organization, and thanks obviously in the large part to Green Communities Canada, we're focused on that community level of engagement, and so the Miwaki or tiny forest level is where we focus on, and again, it's really important to get that community together to start building it out.
Well, until today, I did not know about the mini forests of our community. So thank you for joining us, Jared Bluestein, Executive Director of the Calgary Climate Hub. They are one of 36 recipients of grants from Green Communities Canada to celebrate World Biodiversity Day and put a little mini forest in the northwest in Rocky Ridge Royal Oak. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having us, and encourage everyone to please reach out and plant more forests across our city.
Thanks so much, Jared.
Take care.
You know that you always get a great price on premium used vehicles at House of Cars, but now you can get even more. Don't miss the amazing giveaway happening now at House of Cars. There are weekly draws for incredible prizes, barbecues, TVs, Yeti mugs and coolers, remote starters and more. Plus, you could win the grand prize of 10 grand. No strings attached and no purchase necessary. Enter in person at House of Cars. Find the location closest to you and shop for your new ride at houseofcars.com.
You spend a third of your life in bed. Why settle for less than perfect? At Canadian Mattress, we have Western Canada's largest mattress showroom, so you can find exactly what you need. Our team works for you, not for commission. So no pushy sales tactics, just honest advice to help you sleep better. Looking for the ultimate sleep upgrade? Adjustable bases let you raise your head, ease pressure, and find your perfect position. No gimmicks, no pressure, just top-rated service on Google. Visit Canadian Mattress today. Visit gotbeds.ca.
Feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. You could win the bonus prize of an incredible truck and RV package or cash. The bonus deadline is June 20th. Get your tickets today.
License 730-858. 18 plus. Play responsibly.
I'm Susan Holzman with the Calgary Children's Foundation. QR Calgary is happy to welcome Agnew Insurance, representing cooperators, as our Hero of the Month. Agnew Insurance is well known for their outstanding service when it comes to your insurance and financial needs. What you might not know is their dedication to their community and local charities. This month, Agnew Insurance will be making a generous donation to the Calgary Children's Foundation to help make the lives of children better in our community. Join QR Calgary as we salute Agnew Insurance as our Hero of the Month.
Gluten-free doesn't mean you have to miss out. The Cookie Jar is Calgary's 100% gluten-free bakery.
Hey, it's Devin from The Cookie Jar. We know how hard it is to manage a gluten-free diet, so we created a place where everything is 100% gluten-free without sacrificing the flavor. Have you been craving cake, bread, cookies, or pizza? Then come in for a visit and see how delicious gluten-free can be.
Visit The Cookie Jar Gluten-Free Bakery at 128 28th Street Southeast, or Google The Cookie Jar Calgary to see everything they offer.
Hey, honey. Did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
When news breaks, you'll hear it on QR Calgary First.
People may think it's just folks who are on fixed incomes or Social Security and social services payments. And folks may think it's just the unemployed. And really the story here is you as a Calgarian might just be surprised that your friend and neighbor is using the Calgary Food Bank today.
Breaking news, weather, and traffic. We've got it all on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR. QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm David Augustine. Prime Minister Mark Carney says his first priority when Parliament starts up this week will be on affordability measures. Carney gave a speech intended to rally his Liberal caucus this afternoon that laid out his governing agenda for reopening of Parliament. He promises it will be one of the busiest returns ever.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States and there's a lot of ands in what I'm about to say, and build the strongest economy that works for everyone. Canadians also want their life to become more affordable. They want their community safer.
Carney says he will immediately introduce legislation to fast-track infrastructure projects deemed to be in the national interest and eliminate all federal barriers to internal trade. Well, King Charles and Queen Camilla will soon be in Canada for a two-day royal visit that's already being called historic. The king is set to open Parliament on Tuesday morning.
A speech from the throne is intended to signal the government's plans for a new legislative session. This throne speech on Tuesday is meant to send a strong signal beyond our borders because King Charles will be reading the speech as our head of state. Historian and royal commentator Carolyn Harris says it's a showcase of Canada's constitutional monarchy in action and a direct response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. The King and Queen are expected to draw large crowds to downtown Ottawa. Robert Finch, the